Hello, you are listening to the Monocle Arts Review and I am Markus Hippi. On the program today we'll be discussing the latest country music releases that have made our go-to expert Baylen Leonard hit repeat. And Baylen joins me in the studio now. Welcome to the show and Happy New Year.
Oh yeah, Happy New Year.
We're going to begin with a couple of releases from the end of 2016, including an album called Orphan Offering by Yola Carter. Baylen, could you start by telling us who is Yola and why did this album stand out for you?
Yola Carter is a tour de force from Bristol in the UK, and she first came to my attention almost a year ago now. She did a showcase at the Americana Music Association UK awards and events, and I was kind of on the committee to choose who was showcasing, and I have to say, as soon as I got her submission, within about 3 seconds, I said yes. And not only did I say yes, I said she's going to be a huge star. She's a songwriter, mainly, is what her background is, even though she's been a standout singer and solo artist, and also with bands and backing other people. All throughout her career, she's worked with people like Katy Perry, and she wrote for Will Young and Nitin Sawhney, and Massive Attack as well was one of her, I guess, more high profile pairings that she did. But she, being from Bristol and being black, she always had this thing about country music, and she points out that that was always surprising for people because she wasn't from America and she wasn't white, and people found that quite interesting. And as soon as I heard her stuff, I just thought, well, she's absolutely amazing. And ever since then, I've been trying to tell as many people as I can about her, and people are taking notice. She's been getting huge amounts of attention all throughout 2016, and I have no doubt that 2017 is finally when she's going to break through and everybody's going to know her name. And well, I couldn't be happier about that.
Well, let's hear a clip then. This is Yola Carter with Fly Away. That was Yola Carter with Fly Away. And as you mentioned, Baylen, she has worked with a number of artists in the past, Katy Perry, Will Young and Massive Attack, just to mention a few names. Why has it taken her so long then to release this EP?
I think that she was busy doing stuff for other people and maybe doing stuff that everybody needs to pay the bills. And I'm not saying that she was doing stuff just to pay the bills, but there was certainly much more of a market in the stuff that she was doing with those artists at that time than there was for Americana music or country soul music or UK country music or whatever you want to call it. And I think that perhaps she got to a point in her career where she thought, I'm going to do what I want to do now. And I've got these songs. I don't want to give them away. They mean something to me. And I want to be this type of artist. And she made a stand and she went for it. And as I said earlier, everybody's taking note now. She was on loads of end of the year, you know, best of lists and artists to watch lists and the top artists that we discovered in 2016. All of those lists that come out at the end of the year and from major publications. You know, we're not talking about somebody writing a blog in their basement here. We're talking about NME. We're talking about The Guardian taking note. We're talking about Pitchfork and lots of influencers like that, taking an NPR. She did a Tiny Desk concert. And I was out in Nashville for Americana Fest in the States in September. And I was part of a group from here in the UK that took some UK artists over to showcase in that most American of cities, doing the most American of genres. And we took some British artists over along with British Underground in AMA UK. And she was just the talk of the festival. And this is a very big festival with lots of huge bold letter names in it. And everybody was crowding in to see Yola Carter. And it's because of her music. It's because of her. It's because of her look, her delivery, her stage presence. But it's about the lyrics and it's about the music is really what it's about. And I just think she's amazing. You know, I don't want to gush about her, mm-hmm. but she's really that breath of fresh air when you work in a genre like I do with the Americana and country, and it is a very wide and very broad genre, but not a lot of outsiders see it as that. And so it's nice to have someone come in and shake that up with the type of offering that they have. And Orphan Offering is just probably my standout album of last year, this year, maybe the next 5 years. And as I said, she was showcasing as an unknown artist at Americana Fest last year in the UK. And this year, in February, she's nominated for UK Artist of the Year. So that shows you the leap that she's made.
We have a bit of a theme today because all the three artists you're introducing to us are actually from the UK. Let's continue now with another name, Henry Senior Jr. He released a debut album at the end of last year and it's called Plates of Meat. It shows off his skills as a pedal steel guitar player. I think, first of all, you should explain to us what pedal steel guitar is.
Well, it's a very important instrument in the type of music that I work in. As soon as you hear it, you will know exactly what it is. I mean, it is a guitar, but it's played differently and it's played in its own. It's a unique instrument in itself, but to the uninitiated, as soon as you hear it, you'll go, ah, that's what pedal steel is. And this album that he's released is entirely instrumental, which I really, really love. I love instrumentals in general. If somebody would only let me, I would do a radio show of all instrumentals every week, because I think that they serve a really great purpose in that I like to listen to music when I'm going about my daily life, or I'm commuting, or whatever it is. And you treat it as sort of a soundtrack, don't you, to what you're doing.
And, you do.
And if you're thinking or you're working, sometimes I think lyrics can get in the way a little bit. And so sometimes I just need some instrumental music just to not wash over me. I'm not damning it with faint praise, but to just sort of let my mind go to where it needs to go to. And this album, which just came out, is fantastic. It's a whole album of pedal steel instrumental. What more could you want?
Let's listen to a clip now. This is Henry Senior Jr. with Cat Dogging. He's British, but he would actually never realize that from that sound. How much more can you tell us about his musical background?
Well, he is with a band called Danny and the Champions of the World, which is a very London and UK-based Americana roots band. And he is their pedal steel player. And that's where he comes from with this. He plays... I think this is his first solo thing, so it's the first time that he's kind of went out on his own, as far as I know. And it's the first album of a new record label called Maiden Voyage Records, which one of the guys from Danny and the Champions of the World, along with a friend, set up. And I like this album because it's got a little bit of everything on it. It's firmly within the Americana camp, which is already, as I said, a really broad genre, but there's 50s on there. That song that we just played is kind of 20s to me in some sort of way. There's some soul and rockabilly on there, a little bit of funk and swing, and it's all kind of mind melding in some sort of wonderful way. And I've been listening to it a lot on repeat since I got this album, and I think it's just fantastic.
You mentioned that new label, Maiden Voyage Records. Do you expect to hear more good things from this label in the future?
Oh, I think so. They're both very switched on people who run it. Danny, as I said, from Danny and the Champions of the World, and Del Day, who is a music PR, and they both know their onions, as it were, and they can really take their time and select their artists and release what they want. And also something like this, Plates of Meat, I don't know how long it would have taken for another label to go, ah, yes, this sounds like a great idea, let's release that. So I think they've already put their stamp on the type of stuff that they're going to be doing. And if this is any indication of what they have coming up in the pipeline, then I'm all for it.
Plates of Meat by Henry Sr. Jr. is out now on Maiden Voyage Records. And finally, Bale, we're going to finish with something you are looking forward to later on this month. Introduce us the new album by British female duo Worry Dolls.
Worry Dolls, they are a duo. They met in Liverpool when they were 18 and they were both trying to be, or they both wanted to be solo singers. And they met and realized that they had this kind of affinity for the same type of music, and they say that it was the soundtrack for Oh Brother Where Art Thou, which is a soundtrack that opened up Americana and roots music to a whole different audience and is credited a lot for making the genre where it is today and giving it such wide stream appeal. So they met and thought, well, we both like this music. Let's see what we can do. And then they toured around doing the festival circuit. And then they decided to quit their day jobs and fly from London to Nashville to record their album.
Fair enough.
As you do, right? And finally, it's coming out. I've been aware of them for quite a while now, for at least over a year. And I've always really liked them as people, and I like their music as well, because again, you mentioned earlier with, I think it was Henry Sr. Jr., that it British, but we wouldn't know it. Well, it's the same with Worry Dolls in some sort of way. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not that they're aping some sort of American style. They're definitely true to who they are and where they're from. But the type of music that they write and the sound of their music, I think, means that it could be from where I'm from, or it could be from here, and it's a nice blend of both of those things. And a lot like, this is the early part of January, and a lot of these songs that I picked for you today, they're kind of easing us into the year. They're not going to shock you or rattle you anyway. They're just going to caress you into 2017, and I think this does a really lovely job of that.
Well, let's hear a track from Go Get Gone. This is the new single called Miss You Already.
One, two, three. I miss you already, and it hasn't been long. I miss you already, it's such a sad, sad song. Wish time would rewind, I'd hold you in my.
Balin, you mentioned already that this duo traveled to Nashville to further their career and to record this album over here. Can you hear the Nashville influence on them?
I think you can, in that they were influenced by it before they even got there. Mm-hmm. And because it's such an influential town and city, and I think whenever you make an album in Nashville and you use Nashville musicians, it does lend a certain quality to it already. And a lot of artists say this. You go to Nashville and you just have session players helping you on your tracks, and their skill set level is so much higher than what you could easily find in other parts of the world, just because it's something that these musicians are doing every single day. Now, any quality musician can adapt their style and can fit in with other artists and can play in many different types of music. But there's something about, I suppose, the artists in Nashville is that they play this type of music every day. And not only do they play it every day, but they grew up with it in their blood, a lot of them. So it's kind of an innate thing that's there already.
We've been hearing from three British acts today. When you listen to British artists making kind of American-sounding music, can you spot the difference? Do you hear anything over there? Does the subject matter, for example, change?
Sometimes it does. It depends on the artist and if they're writing and singing about their own experiences and they grew up in the UK, then some of those are going to be different than if you grew up elsewhere. But then there are lots of universal experiences that artists sing about in their music. And the thing about it, a lot of people say that country and Americana is a real American genre, and it is on the surface, but if you dig a little bit deeper, it really is. It does belong here. It belongs in the UK. It came from here. Those, and I say this all the time because I want to emphasize the ownership that the UK should have over this type of music. It may have you know, it grew up in America, but it's certainly born here, or at least its ancestors were born here. And that's why we have this music. And I know it's called Americana, and that does make you think it must be American music, but it's really roots-based music, and it comes from a lot of different places, the UK and Europe included.
That's good to remember. Go Get Gone by Worry Dolls comes out the 27th of January on Bread and Butter Records. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks to my guest, Baylen Leonard. You have been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Markus Hippi. This show was produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when we'll be discussing the year ahead in podcasts. But for now, goodbye from me and thanks for listening.